When we are not anchored to the center of our gravity, falls and freezing and walking difficulties can very easily emerge. An obvious deeper meaning then of become a The first deeper meaning of becoming aware of your Tan-10 and thus becoming anchored in the center of your gravity is that it is much less likely that mobility challenges will be confronted, that falls will be experienced. That's the practical implication of moving the center of your balance to the true center. When mobility challenges are confronted, often the center of gravity is way out at the extremities of the body. There's no way that you'll be able to feel a sense of stability when that happens to be the case. If you currently confront mobility challenges then and have an episode that is challenging, the invitation I have for you, especially this week and perhaps thereafter, is to immediately focus your attention on your Tan-10. Shift that center of balance to where it resides in order to provide you with balance and stability. There is a second important and profound underlying meaning of becoming sensitive and aware and attentive to your Tan-10, which again is 2 inches below your belly button in the middle of your body. When you are focused on your Tan-10, you cannot be in your head. You cannot be thinking. Rather, you are experiencing the feeling of being centered and grounded. If you're like me, you have spent most, if not all, of your life in your head, thinking, pondering, questioning, solving, with thoughts that cycle over and over and over again. For people like me, and perhaps like you, this means that the center of our gravity shifts up. In other words, we become top-heavy. We also tend to twist the top part of our body back and forth. We become literally twisted from thinking about one thought and one problem to the second thought and attempting to solve that second problem. The twisting, then, can be truly problematic. It also takes us away from the present. When mobility challenges emerge, there are fears about something that might happen in the future, for example, a freezing episode or perhaps a fall. That means that you're not in the present. You are anticipating the future, which makes mobility challenges even more difficult. To remain in the present is a solution. And to be attentive to the center of your gravity, which resides in your Tan-10, is the key to maintaining stability whenever you move from place A to place B. So it takes us out of our head, for when we are in our thoughts, we are going to be either commiserating over the past or we are anticipating the future. It is very rare that we are actually in the present. We often have double, if not triple, rainbows that are seen across the backyard where we have a view of the Puget Sound. These are spectacular images that I've never actually seen before in my life. When they emerge, the key is to be present to the grandeur and the gloriousness of the image of all the colors that emerge in the first, then the second, then the third rainbow. But when I say out loud, "My, isn't that a pretty rainbow?" I am suddenly taking myself out of the present moment. Focusing attention then on the Tan-10, again, that place 2 inches below the belly button, is a way to maintain mindfulness of being present now. When we are present now, stress cannot rear its ugly head. Continue then, I invite you this week, to focus on firing up that tan 10 in your body. Strengthen your martial arts power. When we move down from the continuous rattle-tap of thoughts that juggle around our minds second by second, and down into the center of the core of our body, we feel secure, we feel safe. And by the way, we also become eminently more creative because we are not so scattered and unfocused. Try it. I am quite sure you will like it. And let me also remind you, no medicine is required, no investment necessary. This is something you can do for yourself. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.